everything on the radio. Oh, yeah.
Hey, this is NASCAR driver Jamie McMurray, and you're on the road with Dane from WGN.
720 WGN, on the road with Dane, live here in the Allstate Skyline studio, and on the line with us, excited to have a guy that was most recently the driver of the number one Chevy Camaro Z01 for Chip Ganassi Racing in the Monster Energy Cup Series. He's a former NASCAR Rookie of the Year, Brickyard 400 champion, Daytona 500 champion, and one of the great personalities of racing. Now a member of the always awesome broadcast team at FS1 and NASCAR on Fox. Jamie McMurray, welcome to WGN.
Yeah, thanks for having me on.
Well, it's great to have you on, especially now in this kind of like really exciting time for you. We know a lot of listeners, you know, we're excited to hear you're going to be part of that broadcast team. But it's one of those things when you officially take another job, right? You make obligations that are going to prevent you from doing the thing that you've done for basically your whole life. I got the press release, I think, just today from Daytona saying that you're eligible for the 2019 Advanced Auto Parts Clash at Daytona. Do you feel it now that like, hey, I'm going to miss out on some of these things?
Yeah, I mean, it's certainly the transition from, you know, the mentality of driving in October August or October. I still had some intentions of driving again this year. And so, you know, that transition's been a little awkward, but you mentally shift when you decide that you're not going to drive anymore. And then the opportunity with Fox came along.
Yeah.
You know, you just kind of mentally shift and you start thinking about other things. And, you know, I just left the Christmas party for Chip Ganassi Racing. It was a really cool Christmas party for me because they made some, you know, a nice video of kind of my time there. And you know, for the most part, I started my career at that race team, and I went to Roush for a while, and then I came back and I finished my career there. So I, you know, had some great memories with all of those guys. But yesterday I was at the Fox studios getting fitted for shirts and looking at this, you know, amazing new virtual studio that we're going to work out of next year. So it's been pretty chaotic since Homestead, but I'm looking forward to my new adventure.
Oh, it's going to be great. It's one of those things. Sometimes some of these, you know, come through and so-and-so is going to do this or take on a new role, and you're like, oh, okay, we'll see how it works. Like Dale Jr. was one of those. You knew that he, you know, was a great personality and super popular, but I couldn't necessarily see that exact transition as clear. And he's done a great job, but it was not one of those things.
Yep.
When I saw you were going to be getting into the broadcast role and getting in, it was like a perfect fit. It seemed like this is a guy who has the ability on the personality side and all that street cred on the driving side to be able to kind of share, take viewers with him as he kind of breaks down some of that action. Certainly you have all of those great relationships being in the Cup Series, you know, just a few months ago. I mean, it's a natural, I think.
Yeah, you know, my goal is to be able to give fans of, you know, my perspective on things and hope that I can paint the picture for them and give them a different vantage point of what they're watching or what to look out for, you know, on the races that are coming up, or to analyze the race from the previous weekend, and give them a different perspective than maybe what they saw. You just never know how you're going to be perceived by a TV audience. I kind of laugh because over the course of my career, there have been numerous TV personalities. And you know, people seem to be kind of divided on that. You get some that maybe I really like, and I thought they did a really good job, and you maybe ask a family member, and they're like, oh, that guy's terrible. And then there's other ones that I didn't think were very good, and you hear someone say, oh, I think he does the best job. So I hope that I can find a happy balance where, you know, people enjoy listening to my opinion and you know, kind of see my side of things.
Any chance, and I know that it looks like it's going to be, I think, February 6th, 5 p.m. Central Time here in Chicago on FS1 for Race Hub will be the first one. I'm sure there'll be a ton of prep and all that kind of stuff. Any chance that over the course of the holidays or whatever, because you got the Rolex 24, had a ton of success in there, and you guys have won that thing, any chance you may find yourself participating in that?
Yeah, I'm definitely not doing the Rolex race. You know, those type of races are always planned out, you know, months and months in advance, the kind of knowing, you know, what drivers are going to be in the cars. And since they did away with the prototype cars in that series, you know, Chip still has an entry in that, but it's with the Ford GT. Uh-huh. And they basically kind of, you know, they already have their driver lineup throughout the year. It was different with the DP cars because they would enter an extra car. And then they always needed a couple other drivers on the 01 car that they were racing every single week. So I definitely won't be in the Rolex race. I'll be watching with my son. That's such a fun race to watch. I love, it's such a different perspective when, you know, when you're there, you're always in the, you know, the in the race and kind of watching what's going on. And, you know, at home, you watch it till 10 o'clock at night and you go to bed, get up at 7 a.m. and you're like, they're still racing. They have not stopped. And you get caught up on it. So I love that race. I look forward to that race every single year.
On the broadcast side, you got a little bit, and you got a chance. We're going to ask you about it. Megan from, you know, our girl over at Fox, like, she wasn't sure how much you would know about that brand new studio. I got a chance to check out, you know, some of the virtual stuff and the videos. It looks absolutely amazing. So to get in on the ground floor of something that I think is going to change the way that people watch a lot of these shows is going to be very cool. But how much do you prepare for it? There's a couple schools of thought. You know, part of it is you don't want to be too prepared, right? Because they're going to be asking you questions and it's going to be current event stuff and your thoughts in the moment about what's going on. But it is a little bit different. I mean, did they tell you have to like prepare or practice or try to get ready for something? Or is it just kind of just go out and be Jamie McMurray?
Yeah, I think there's a fine line there. You certainly need to be prepared, you know, for everything. But at the same time, you know, I feel like one of my best qualities is that I'm always very sincere and kind of speak from the heart and just, you know, speak your opinion on things. So I think it's a fine balance. Being able to come in with this brand new studio, I feel like I'm really fortunate and that I'm going to get to learn it with everybody. We're actually going to go in the month of January and do a little bit of practice. I'm fortunate that I'm going to get to be a part of Race Hub as well.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's going to be filmed in the same studio. So I think getting to be a part of all those shows at the beginning and, you know, doing a lot of shows up front, will get you more comfortable. It's, you know, you're literally standing in a green room, like, you know, every wall but one is green.
Right.
And, but the, I don't know if you've seen the graphics. It's a whole nother level. I hope that fans that are viewing the races or the shows when they watch, I hope they enjoy and appreciate what's going on there as much as what I feel like they are. It's we got just a, you know, a little 5-minute demo of what they're going to be able to do. And it's a whole different level of viewing than what people have seen in the past.
It shows you. Well, tell the listeners, we'll have a link up at WGNradio.com as well. But it's like 60 by 60 in the green screen that you talk about, Jamie. It's like 50 feet by 47. So from a Jumbotron perspective, you're going to have that behind you every time.
Yeah, it's going to take a little while to get used to because, you know, I only did a few of the race hubs before. But, you know, you're in a studio with, you know, everything is real in there. You can see it. You can touch it. Where in here, everything is, you know, is a graphic, and unless you're looking at a monitor, you don't necessarily see it within the studio. So that's going to take, I think, a little bit of time to get used to and to be comfortable. But it's new for everybody, and I'm looking forward to that challenge.
One of the things we wanted to ask, and I know a couple of listeners had asked about it, is it's kind of and I know it's so new, so maybe it's not even something that you've given a ton of thought to, but you mentioned Chip Ganassi Racing, your history there with that, and, you know, the connection and, you know, that closeness that you've got to it. I know with Jeff Gordon, kind of thinking about, and I don't say groomed, but being prepared for like an expanded or some kind of different role at Hendrick down the line. And I know that Chip had mentioned maybe some kind of role with you at Ganassi, like a consultant or some kind of like extra role on kind of the steering and the just management side of things. Is that something that you've given any thought, or did you guys talk about that at the party at all? Something down the road?
Yeah, I mean, we're gonna be able to get something worked out. You know, I am fortunate that you know I've been a part of the highest highs and winning the Daytona 500 and the Brickyard 400, the Rolex. And then also years later, when Ganassi was going through some struggles and we finished, you know, 25th and 26th in points on the Cup side, and it was a huge struggle. So I got to be a part of both ends of the spectrum, you know, at CGR. I've also, you know, been a huge part of all of the partners that we have. I've always had great relationships, with all of our partners. So yeah, I think there is a role there for me. And I look forward to getting to be a part of that team, you know, for many years to come. Chip is, you know, you develop these friendships and these relationships over the years. And, you know, I've been a part of that race team since 2002. And
right.
So there's a lot of history there. And, I mean, it's a huge honor. And I feel very blessed that Chip, you know, has asked me to continue to be a part of the race team and work with them in the future.
I think it's a testament to like the talent that you have that transcends what you do on the track course at the highest levels there, like you said, in so many different ways. But you've got a lot more to offer. We're going to see that on Fox as well. You mentioned getting a chance to sit down with your son and watching some races for you, your wife, the kids. Like, what are the things that now maybe is the you realize that you don't have? Because, you know, listeners know, we know. I mean, NASCAR, the season, as far as in all of professional sports, it's the toughest schedule. I mean, it just never stops. And all that travel, what are you guys looking forward to doing most now that you're going to have a little more time to yourselves?
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of unknowns there. And, you know, with my friends within the community, Matt Kenta, Greg Biffle, you know, a lot of the guys that have recently, you know, retired from driving full-time, you know, it, for the most part, it's been the same story with all of them, you know, where the Daytona 500 is awkward because you're not there, and, you know, two or three races, it's still a little awkward. And then, you know, they're like, you get four or five races in, and you're like, I kind of enjoy being home.
yeah.
So, you know, but I, you know, at the beginning of the year, I'm going to be really busy with doing TV stuff, but most of my work is at the studio. And so I still will get to be at home at night and see my family, which will be really nice all weekend long. Our kids are 5 and 8 now. And it's such a great age that you know, you don't really want to miss any of that. So when I think about the fact that I'm going to get to spend more time with them and, you know, be a dad more and not a dad that's gone all the time. And I'm really blessed that I had a profession that I got to spend as much time as I did with my family, but even more blessed now that you know, we've been so fortunate over the years that I can do, you know, these opportunities.
And you'll be able to kind of lean into some of your hobbies, certainly spend time with the family, the foundation as well. I know at this holiday time, a lot of people are thinking about great and worthy causes that they're supporting. And so we did want to give you a chance. We hear about the Jamie McMurray Foundation. I know it supports autism. We've got a lot of great causes supporting that, and you're one of them. So talk a little bit about the foundation.
Yeah, I've got to do a lot of great things over the years. When we first started doing work with our foundation, you know, autism back in 2003 was not talked about. There wasn't a national autism day. I think that the average American thought that if you had an autistic child, that meant that you had Rain Man as a child, and that's just not the case. It not only affects kids, it, you know, affects adults, and it's the awareness for that is what we initially set out to do, just because there just wasn't a lot known about it. But man, the last 15 years, it's come so far, and we've been fortunate that we've done some great fundraisers. And Artie Kempner, who's a part of the Fox team, he's done so much for the autism community. And I've been really lucky that I've got to be able to help out and do a lot of stuff within that community.
It's great stuff, giving back in a bunch of different ways. And of course, you're going to find your new way to give back to supply entertainment for so many racing fans on Fox as we come into that next season. The very last thing people want to know, like, how do you celebrate the holidays? How do you celebrate Christmas? What's the Jamie McMurray Christmas like? Is it crazy? Is the house covered with lights? Are you Clark Griswold? Are you more, do you guys travel? Are you sitting on a beach? How does it go?
Yeah, definitely not Clark Griswold. It's pretty low key. I mean, I don't have a very big family, and neither does my wife. And so we basically just have everybody over at our house on Christmas Day, and we cook out and just enjoy family time. It's pretty simple.
Well, we're excited for you and excited for the new opportunity at Fox. Like I said, we'll have links up at WGNradio.com. And congratulations, Jamie. Look forward to seeing you. I know the listeners do as well. Have a great Christmas and a great holiday season, great New Year's, and we'll talk to you soon.
Yeah, I appreciate it. You guys have a Merry Christmas. Thanks.